this is Michael Bozzi. Welcome to my podcast, Marketing Without the Marketing. Appreciate that you're here. And let's see, I want to pick up on a thread that we were talking about last week, which was with syndicating content and doing it in a safe manner. In the last episode, I talked about how to do this in WordPress with your blog post, but there's a ton of people, especially in a business setting, who have taken to an app called Medium to be able to publish content and reach a wider audience because it's kind of like a blog that everyone contributes to. That's sort of what Medium is. And I have an entire episode on Medium, and I left a link in the show notes so that you can read up on that and using it as a part of your strategy as a small business owner. But there's a bunch of folks who are doing some content syndication on Medium, and there's some new things about Medium that allow you to do this, which is kind of cool. So I thought, you know, I've been getting a bunch of questions on this. I thought what I should do is sort of run through how to do this and to do it safely. Now, when people are using Medium in a business context, you know, there's not a lot of folks, though there are some, who are using Medium exclusively, right? There's good reason for you to want to be doing a blog on your own property and not doing what's called digital sharecropping. I've talked a lot about this throughout this podcast. You know that I'm a strong believer that you should own your own content on your own property because it's the only way to control for it. And I want to talk specifically about Medium because I just feel like they're doing this in the best possible way and the safest way with this new feature. So, all right. So from the last episode, we talked about there were a few different ways that people could do this repurposing of content or this syndicating of content, right? There were four things that I mentioned: publish an excerpt, an edited version, a redirect only, or to publish duplicate content with a rel canonical tag. Again, I left a link in the show notes so you can refer back to that and hear this in context of WordPress. But let's focus on Medium. As I mentioned last week, you see a lot of people using Medium with the sort of excerpt strategy, right? So in other words, publish a blog post and then publish an excerpt or a reduced version of that on Medium and then say, to read more, go here to my site, which I don't recommend that. As I mentioned last week, look, this is, let people read the article, right? Don't make them go somewhere else. Don't give them half of it and then tell them to go to your site. That's just not nice to the reader. I don't need to get into that a lot since I kind of did my rant last week, but not a good practice. Now, editing the posts and then publishing on Medium, that's fine, but it's a lot more work. Again, I already covered this last week. But let's talk about the thing that is really, really good about Medium, this new feature of theirs, which is that it's allowing you now to take that canonical link and put it into the page code automatically, which is very, very cool. Medium's making this really, really easy. And this is a fairly new feature. It's only a couple months old, and it's really awesome. So what they've done is just made it totally okay to republish existing content on the Medium platform. And again, as long as you're doing it carefully, right, that you're telling Google that it's duplicate content so you don't get dinged for it from an SEO standpoint. So let me give you a quick run through of this. Here's how you do this. Hold on one quick second. I'll be right back after this brief message. Okay, back to the show. So you're in the Medium app. And I believe you can only do this on desktop, not on mobile yet. So in Medium, click on your profile icon in the upper right, click Stories in the little drop down there, and then click Import a Story. Just take the link from the original or the canonical piece, right, and just paste it in there. And then you'll see it'll actually grab all the content from that site and it'll put it into Medium's format. From there, all you want to do is edit it like you would any other Medium post, right? You want to make sure that it's clear, that the formatting is okay, because sometimes it's not grabbing it cleanly, and sometimes it'll mess that up a little bit. So make sure everything's really nice and clear in the way that you want it. And of course, you're going to want to make some changes to the context, right? This is now in front of a different audience. If you think about it, there may be some overlap with your blog, but there's also going to be some people who read your stuff on Medium and not your blog. So consider that as you're sort of making little touch-ups to this or whatever as you're going through this. And one other important thing I should mention is, you know, it's going to draw the images as well. If that comes from your site and you own the images, great. You can leave them there, format them. Medium offers a couple different options. Awesome. However, suppose that you've published a guest post on someone else's site, or you've been paid to write an article for some other web publication, and they've put in images, and they've paid the Shutterstock license, for instance, to be able to use those images. Here's the thing. Those third-party licenses are not transferable, so you are not allowed to use those images, even if they're on their site. So delete those images. You don't want any chance. You don't want any chance of copyright infringement on this. So if you don't know where that image came from, don't use it. You can sub in another one or just leave them out. Either way is fine. And of course, lastly, don't forget to add one call to action at the bottom of the Medium post, because it's obviously not going to pull that. Think of your audience in this case, right? Who's there reading your Medium post and what can you get them to do next? So you want to link to, theoretically, something on your site as a next action, right? So that might be another post on the topic that you wrote, or it might be, you know, link to my site to get a download that's related to the content here. Think of ways to provide other value and offer a next step to that user. And here's the thing. Once you hit publish, check the page code, and you'll see the rel canonical tag in the header section of the post, just like it's supposed to be. Medium does this automatically, and I love that they are doing this. It really shows their values as a company, right? They want you contributing content to their platform, just like any other web platform does. But they also say, hey, look, we want to make this safe for you too, so it's not going to ding you SEO-wise. Awesome. And it's worth noting that, at least for now, LinkedIn is not like this. They don't offer this feature, which is why, I mean, this is kind of harsh, but it is an inferior publishing platform. It just is. And, you know, if you need proof of that, just look at the content that you see on LinkedIn Pulse. It tends to be, though there are exceptions to this, but how much bland copycat Me Too rehashes of the same stuff do you see over and over again on LinkedIn Pulse? And look, I've not given up on them, you know, with the recent Microsoft acquisition last year. Maybe they will help with this, and I really sincerely hope they do. They've made some big steps recently with the platform. You may have noticed that there's been an entire overhaul with LinkedIn. They're sort of rolling this out in a rolling fashion. So not all users are seeing this, but they've already made some major changes, and it looks a lot like Facebook, actually. But anyway, I'm not giving up on LinkedIn yet, but they're far, far behind what Medium is doing with this type of thing. And also, I should mention one other thing. I use a proprietary version of WordPress called Rainmaker, the Rainmaker platform, which I use for my business site, controlmouse.media, and some clients as well. And I left a link for you in the show notes. In full disclosure, it's an affiliate link. But look, I wouldn't recommend it if I didn't really believe in it. And the proof that I believe in it is that I actually use it for my own site. So it's a very strong endorsement. And the cool thing about Rainmaker is they're all on board with Medium too. You know, they've got a plugin that's built in to the system that automatically publishes your blog post to Medium with the safe rel canonical tag in it, which is awesome. All you have to do is authenticate your account in there, and then there's no in-between step. You just, you know, create your blog post, queue it like you would any other blog post, and then when it publishes, bam, it sends a copy of that automatically to Medium and publishes it. And it is treated like any other post on Medium, so you can edit it later if you want. But this is an awesome feature. It just removes a step from the whole process, and we love that, right? So, all right, so that's about all I got to say on the topic. Love this feature of Medium. And if you are using Medium, this is a great way for you to do this so that you can get it in two places, your blog and Medium, and do it safely. If you're using only Medium, I would urge you to not do that and go use a blog because now, hey, look, this feature exists. And, you know, what happens if Medium disappears? You don't want to be building your audience only on there. So, okay, I'll stop ranting about that. But look, get your content out there, connect with people, make yourself super efficient. That's the best thing that you can do. And of course, like I've been saying in this episode and last week's episode, be safe about it when it comes to SEO. Now, I'm going to be doing a lot more in future episodes about repurposing content. This is a big, it's a big thing of mine just because, you know, if you're doing content strategy right, it makes you more efficient. And I have an entire episode on how and why that happens. Again, left a link for you on that in the show notes. But the important thing here in the upcoming episodes that I want to cover is how to systematize it, right? So that it doesn't take up your whole life. It makes you a lot more efficient. You're getting your content out there in a wider fashion in front of more people, and it's not taking you a ton more time, right? I mean, that's the goal, or at least that's my goal in how I teach content strategy, and I think that's where it works best. All right, so thank you very much, as always, for your attention. I really hope that you found this to be valuable and all the links that I have in the show notes for this episode. And I hope that that gets you on track, syndicating your content and doing all the things that I described here. Hit me up, either via the comments here or via Twitter, which is my best channel. Let me know how it works. Did you do it? Did it work? Did you find some fail points? Or did it help you really extend your business? I would love to hear that. Okay, so thank you again for being here, and we'll see you on the next episode.